Argos Newsletter Number 3, September 2013. After the successful test of a preliminary proof of concept prototype, the main progress has been the development of the basic elements and features of the Argos system, aiming to complete a first functional prototype that will be tested in the third quarter of 2013. This issue describes some key features of the system under development. It also describes our participation in various conferences and other dissemination activities. Article 1. Small-scale user tests. The user-centered design approach plays an important role in the Argos project. The rules of the user-orientated design process are therefore considered important during all development phases of the project. This procedure guarantees that the implementation of the tailor-made solution will be user-friendly and really fits the needs of blind and partially sighted users. Against this background, the Argos team decided to perform several small-scale user tests to support the selection of appropriate 3D navigation sounds in terms of individual user acceptance, expected perception reliability, particularly in relation with ambient noise, appropriate audio quality of the guiding sounds, which answers the need of the target group in noisy environments, static and therefore safe user tests, introducing the different guiding principles. With reference to the before-mentioned guiding principles, the Argos Consortium offered two different navigation mechanisms to the target group. The individual users were then able to decide which one works best for them. The tests took place in May 2013 and were carried out by expert teams from the project consortium at five different locations. The team recruited by 425 at Southsea involved two blind users. The Accessibility Competence Centre of Siemens recruited 10 pupils from the School for Blind and Visually Impaired Pupils in Soest, located 40 kilometres away from Paderborn. The test carried out in Madrid by OK Systems involved three blind users associated to the Spanish Blind Organisation. Four users participated in the test performed by Vicomtech in San Sebastian. SEAT Alanova did the tests with three potential users in Vienna. The tests in Germany took place at the facilities of the school in Soest to ensure the most comfortable and safe environment for the involved pupils, as this was their first experience of this kind of test. Two accessibility expert interviewer teams from Siemens prepared the required equipment for the small-scale tests in different laboratory rooms at the school. The interviewer teams conducted the small-scale tests completely independent from each other to obtain unbiased and sustainable results for the further development of the Argos prototype. The tests carried out in Madrid by OK Systems were done considering the availability and preferred location of the users involved. Two users were selected considering their previous participation and knowledge about the project. They were involved in the preliminary non-disturbance hearing test. Another user was selected considering his complete ignorance of the project and about binaural sounds. Even considering the different starting positions of the users, test realisation were accomplished, resulting in two valuable and coherent results. In San Sebastian, Vicomtech performed tests with the collaboration of Once and the participation of four users with different visual impairments. Although there was a high variability of perception among all users, all of them were able to navigate autonomously with the system once sufficient training was provided. So training is a key element and should be a key part of the final tests of the Argos prototype. Another important conclusion is that users prefer a simple one-sound guiding instead of a three-point-based virtual path concept. They like the concept, but they found that for guiding they do not need so much information. They also stated that three rings could be suitable for a particular situation, such as object avoidance. In May 2013, SEAT Alanova made tests with three potential users in Vienna, two blind males and one partially sighted female, all with good hearing abilities. Two of these had good computer skills. One user had already participated in similar testing. The tests were done in cooperation with the Austrian Support of the Blind and Visually Impaired Association. In general, all users couldn't really identify a clear direction by using the sounds. The 425 company conducted Argus small-scale tests aiming to get feedback on the binaural concept of Argus. The tests were made in the quiet, static environment of the South Sea Library, taking quite a long time for each person. The Argus system used was not optimised for each user, and training was necessarily limited. The main objective of the small-scale test was to define and pre-validate some operational parameters of the acoustic module, in order to provide the final user with a correct distance, orientation and geometry perception based on 3D sounds. The results were influenced by the nature of the sounds. Distance, orientation and geometry perception was evaluated during the small-scale tests. Distance and geometry were the best perceived aspects and orientation the most difficult to correctly determine. The obtained results show some system weaknesses in terms of spatial perception. New ideas are now being considered in the final system implementation for reinforcing those weak aspects. 8 different sounds were evaluated during the small-scale test. In general terms, the results obtained showed some diversity in terms of safety, clarity and comfort of the different sounds. The Argus final system will include the sound which was better rated by the users. The best rated sounds were the synthetic chimes, the marimba and the bell. Other conclusions were obtained not only in terms of operational parameters. Proper training seems to be the key to ensuring that users interpret sounds as intended. Article 2, Positioning Unit. As a portable mobile device, Argus users do not want another device and prefer using their smartphone. Because current smartphones do not provide the position accuracy and integrity required by Argus users, a separate localization and navigational module, the positioning unit, has been developed as a black box without any visual user interface. The positioning unit provides high accuracy position, heading, and velocity information to the smartphone, giving the precision needed by the Argus users. The determination of this accurate information is achieved by coupling GNSS measurements and measurements provided by an inertial measurement unit, the IMU. Nowadays, GNSS serves as a key enabler for pedestrian navigation. GNSS allows position determination with adequate absolute accuracy, but it suffers from the line of sight requirement between GNSS antennae and satellite. If an obstacle blocks one or more satellite signals, the position accuracy decreases, and in worst case, no position solution is possible if less than 4 satellites are visible. Especially in urban canyons, signal obstruction occurs and influences the navigation performance significantly. It is also difficult to determine the orientation of the user using only one GNSS antennae. The use of autonomous sensors that provide additional observations for position calculation can overcome these problems. Typically, inertial sensors are used in order to enhance the availability of the position. These measurements can bridge short GNSS observation gaps. Motion sensors such as accelerometers and gyroscopes can be used to compute relative positions, velocities and orientation changes. Often, triads of accelerometers and gyroscopes with an orthogonal alignment of axes are incorporated in an IMU. The use of an IMU is a challenge due to its large errors, extreme stochastic variances, and quickly changing error characteristics. However, used together with GNSS, they complement each other. The short-term accuracy of GNSS is low, but the long-term accuracy of GNSS is high. An IMU is characterized by a complementary behavior. The long-term accuracy is very low due to the sensor errors, while the short-term accuracy is high. Different properties of GNSS and INS suggest both systems should be used together. The disadvantages of the one system will be overcome by the advantages of the other system. Such a combination in the area of navigation is usually performed using a Kalman filter, which is the optimal tool for the fusion of different sensors. Kalman filtering gives an enhancement of accuracy, availability and integrity concerning the user's position and orientation. The observations of a GNSS receiver gives absolute positioning information and the acceleration and angular rate measurements provided by an IMU are used for orientation determination and for the calculation of the user's velocity. Article 3, Routing Application. The Argos routing application is designed to calculate routes in GPX format according to the origin and destination specified by the user. Additionally, previously uploaded tracks can also be downloaded. This enables the user to prepare new routes before being guided by binaural sounds. The first version of the routing application was made by the integration of OpenStreetMap data, OSM. It is covering the cities of San Sebastian, Spain, Soest, Germany, Vienna, Austria, and Portsmouth, United Kingdom. Concerning this data, a routing network was established based on the available pedestrian and street network data of OSM. Additional information like points of interest, POIs, were added. The route calculation is influenced by obstructive and helpful POIs that the user can add into the Argos system using the web interface or via track upload, with the help of the multi-layer information management module. Therefore, a dynamic user-defined routing network is created to obtain the most suitable path from a starting point to a target point. The weights of the routing network are additionally calculated based on available and suitable point information from the OSM. Argos users will also have the possibility to obtain other user points from the community, which influence the calculated path. Prior to the integration with the rest of the Argos modules, such as the accessible user website, a simple web interface was created for internal tests of the calculated paths. The next steps to be undertaken in the development of the routing application will be an exhaustive evaluation of the route generation algorithm, potential integration of additional detailed pedestrian city data, and the potential revision and extension of the routing calculation algorithm. Article 4, Acoustic Module. The Argos acoustic module is responsible for the provision of specific binaural sound stimuli that will support the user in making a specific route navigation. In the final design of the acoustic system, many different issues related with binaural sounds perception have been considered. This is in addition to specific requirements based on the user requirements and results obtained from the non-disturbance hearing tests and the preliminary proof of concept tests made in Paderborn. Humans distinguish the front, back, left and right through three types of differences: interaural level difference, interaural time difference and interaural spectra difference, and between what is heard with one ear and what with the other. When the sound source comes from the vertical axis, only the reflections created by the pinna and the various folds of the ear are combining to pinpoint the sound. The three differences are limited in this case to just one. For that reason, humans are not good at trying to distinguish front and back when the object of source of the sound is precisely in the person's vertical axis. Many of the sounds that we hear cannot be measured directly. The perception of pitch and loudness does not correspond directly to the measurement of amplitude and frequency of the signal. Nor are all the sounds collected. A lot of them are lost in the internal process of the ear-brain system. The sensitivity of the human ear is frequency dependent. The frequencies heard best are mid-high, where the human voice is. Much more sound pressure is needed to begin to hear the low frequencies than the sound pressure needed for mid-high frequencies. These differences can easily be seen in the equal loudness contours. The hair cells closest to the oval window are the first to die, which means that humans become with age less sensitive to high frequencies. Humans lose around an average of 2 kHz every 10 years naturally. A tone control and a balance control are often used in most sound equipment to compensate for this. When two identical sounds reach the ear, one with a slight delay relative to the other, the brain will take account of the first sources and ignore completely the second, even if it is stronger than the first. When natural binaural sounds are used, reflections can be confusing and must be controlled. The ability to detect a signal which is masked by a background signal is greatly improving when using two ears. When listening binaurally, Only very loud signals or two signals coming from the same direction will be masked. Binaural hearing is a great advantage in noisy environments, where sounds can be interpreted as coming from different sources thanks to their different positions in space. The small-scale test allowed the final playback parameters managed by the acoustic module to be selected, including the sounds to be used in the final system. From a predefined list of 27 different possible sounds, 8 sounds were selected for testing by the users. These 8 sounds were evaluated in terms of comfort, clarity, and safety by listening to them alone and with environmental noise. An advanced version of the acoustic module will implement an independent 3D audio engine to produce real-time binaural sounds. The synthetic side of the acoustic module is a software module that receives a monoaural sound file and outputs a binauralized sound at the exact desired location. This technology allows exploring the benefits of manipulating the sounds actively while the user moves, producing synthesized 3D sound during the guiding. Article 5, Website and Social Networks. The Argus user website is being designed as the main entry point for new users, who should be able to register onto the Argus system, learn about Argus and how to use it, and download the applications that they need to install in their smartphones. The user website will be accessible from any standard browser without requiring the installation of any custom software, and is being designed to be fully accessible by all users, including visually impaired persons, who will be the main target users of the Argus system. The first version of the website will be available in English, but soon it will be also translated to other languages, starting with German and Spanish. The user website will also include additional features, allowing the registered users to generate new itineraries between selected locations, or to download stored itineraries from the Argus repository. Users will be able to download the itinerary files, including points of interest and other complementary data, and then load them onto the user terminal so that the Argus system will allow them to navigate along the itineraries with the assistance of 3D sounds. Users will also be able to link their account in Argus with their profiles in different social networks, Facebook, Twitter, and others, so that they can use them to share their itinerary and experiences with other users. The extended collaborative environment provided by social networks can be used by the Argus users to request support from their friends or other Argus users, either to prepare new itineraries or to ask for help during their navigation tasks. After completing an itinerary, users will also be able to upload their actual itineraries and the POIs that they may have recorded and share them with their friends. Article 6, Integration and Validation. The first Argus prototype will be integrated and evaluated in Seest, Germany during mid-October. Integration and performance tests will be carried out first to ensure that all modules are correctly integrated and working according to requirements. Following the integration of the system, user tests with 4 expert blind and visually impaired users will be undertaken. The main tasks considered for this validation involve those for registering and logging in of the user, downloading an existing itinerary, creating a new itinerary, loading it into the smartphone, executing the itineraries, and uploading them into the system after the journey. For these tests, the mobile device application will be integrated with Android 4.2, which can support all the features needed by Argus. Previous to the tests, the 4 users will undergo both technical and binaural training. The objective of the technical training is to teach the user how to use the website and the mobile application. The main objective of the binaural training is to teach the user the principles of the 3D sound guidance. Short user interviews based on a questionnaire will be conducted immediately after the tests to validate the functions provided by Argus. Accessibility, usability, and user satisfaction will be also checked for both the web user interfaces and the smartphone application interface. After this test, by the end of the year, a second testing phase will be carried out to validate the final version of the prototype. These final tests will be done in different cities representing the different countries of the members of the consortium: Soest, Germany, Vienna, Austria, Portsmouth, the UK, San Sebastian and Madrid, Spain. This final testing phase will cover all the functions of the Argos prototype and more than 70 end users will participate. Final user tests will be arranged in collaboration with the end user organisations that are supporting the project, which include blind associations from Spain, UK, Austria and Germany. Article 7, Dissemination Activities. Argos was presented at the 9th ITS European Congress held in Dublin, Ireland, between the 4th and 7th of June. This congress allowed the public to discover and experience Europe's latest advances in intelligent transport systems and innovative transport solutions. This year's theme was Real Solutions for Real Needs. The Argos team has also participated in the following events. Site City, held in Frankfurt, Germany, between the 24th and 26th of April. ENC 2013, held in Vienna, Austria, between the 23rd and 25th of April. Real Corp 2013, held in Rome, Italy, between the 20th and 23rd of May. AGIT 25, held in Salzburg, Austria, between the 3rd and 5th of July. SAG and TCA presented the Argos 3D sound navigation concept at the IMMOBS workshop in Braunschweig, which took place between the 28th and 29th of May at the facilities of the DLR, which is located in the north of Braunschweig. The workshop goals were networking and communication between German and European project partners, focused on the development of navigation solutions for the target group of blind and partially sighted users. The SAG accessibility team made a presentation on the user-centred design approach, followed by a stirring plenary discussion dealing with questions about the 3D sound guidance principles of Argos. Some presentation material was distributed to all involved participants. Successful networking with other German and European partners was achieved. Guide for Blind agreed to support Argos with high-accuracy map data for the upcoming user tests in SOEST, scheduled for October. Check the project website for updates and news, www.projectargos.eu, and the Argos channels in the following social media: facebook.com/projectargos, twitter.com/projectargos, linkedin.com/groups/projectargos-4467131, vimeo.com/argosfp7, youtube.com/user/argosfp7. Audio versions of the previous issues of the Argos newsletter were published in the Argos podcast channel and embedded in the project's website. An article was published in May in Navigation News, the magazine of the Royal Institute of Navigation. An item was broadcast on Austrian radio on the 22nd of July and is available in German at www.science.orf.at. Siemens organised another workshop in Paderborn, Germany, where the Argos system was presented. Next steps in the project. In October 2013, the implementation of the first functional prototype of the Argos system will be ready to be tested and evaluated. The initial results of the evaluation will be presented to the European Commission reviewers at the second review meeting in November. Based on the results of the evaluation, work will continue refining and completing the development of the Argos system. In the final phase of the project, additional effort will be put on disseminating the project results and preparing for the future exploitation of Argos. The Argos team will also participate in the following events: AAATE 2013, to be held in Vilamoura, Portugal on the 19th of September. ION GNSS 2013, to be held in Nashville, USA on the 19th of September. ICT 2013, to be held in Vilnius, Lithuania on the 6th of November. You can subscribe to the newsletter. In order to get further copies of the Argos newsletter, register at projectargos.eu/newsletter.asp. Further information can be obtained from Vicomtech in Spain. Telephone number +34 943 03-930-9230 or to email contact@projectargus.eu or the website www.projectargus.eu.